I see that now that that's a real good resource for you. The longer that the world goes on, the more, the faster it spins, maybe. And it just spins faster and faster, and sometimes you just can't hold on to everything. But truly, it's economic is what it is. Now, I'll tell you something about vinyl, anyway. And I should think DVDs might come under this, too, given enough time. But there's a mystique around vinyl anymore. It takes a lot of trouble. I mean, it takes a lot of trouble to play a vinyl record. Well, if you're going to do that, first of all, vinyl records are not cheap. What we might have spent $8 for back in the day is like $30 or $40 today. I'm not kidding you. And so it's expensive to buy, and then you have to have the equipment to play it on. And if you play it on good equipment, well, you might be able to keep it around for a while. But vinyl records are subject to wear and tear. And if you get yourself a bad needle, that needle plows through those grooves. And I know I have a turntable that the weight on the needle is 1.5 grams. Actually, 1.4 grams. Now, that's not very much. But it sits there and it plays for, let's say, half an hour on one side. For half an hour, that record just going around and around and around, and that needle sticking down on that vinyl and scraping through and making noise, So there's wear and tear. So the more you can take care of it, the longer it'll last. But there are people today who are collecting vinyl. This has been going on for a few years now. I've had a vinyl collection since the 60s, perhaps. And I've kept them, thank goodness. I couldn't afford them today. No way I could do that. Not a real big collection, but enough to satisfy me anyhow. But I still have my equipment. I've upgraded and replaced and all that stuff, but everything is from the 80s that I've got. So what's that? That's 40, 45 years old. The equipment. And these are electronics, so, electronics don't last forever. You turn them on and one day they won't turn on anymore if you use it. So anyway, it's probably best to hang in there with the stuff that's popular with most people, because it'll be around as long as you are and that kind of thing. I'd hate it if my record player even to buy a new cartridge with a needle in it. And sometimes, at one point you have to replace the needle. It might be diamond or sapphire, but it'll wear in time. It wears out. So it's expensive to replace. But the website is free to use. They do ask for donations once in a while. You've noticed that. But you can also volunteer if you have time and have the inclination to help them out with what they're doing. You can volunteer. The whole community that's interested in this sort of thing can contribute their time if they have the skill. Myself, I don't really have the kind of skills that those people probably need, And I've donated a little bit, just to be truthful. I've donated, and that's it's worthwhile to me. I like the site. I appreciate you telling me about it. Anyway, Andy, I'm gonna. What time is it? Goodness, it's after 10. I'm going to move along through the day. I've got a cat that I've got to keep track of tonight because she was at the vet today. And, they tell you to whatever they they give them their injections, you know, their shots. They want you to keep an eye on them from time to time, and I have not seen her in the last half hour. Got to keep up with her. Good talking with you, Andy. We'll do it again real soon. This is KK4 JPQ. I'll turn it back to you. 7-3.
Yeah, my old stuff I got around here, it may not even work, but that's the reason I found out about, was asking everybody about the 16 speed records. That old blue and white record player that I got when I was in high school mentioned out about 16 speed records. It would play 16 speed records. It may not even play now for sure. What little I got is ancient, and I really couldn't afford to fill up my computer all the memory with it. I just wish there was some way I could work it out, because, boy, I love that site. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.